All theology, say it with me out loud, rests on what? The philosophy of the will of God or the what? Will of man. Determinism or what? Indeterminism. This will help you what I've already said to you with this. In other words, God knows the future because His will alone make it certain, or God knows the future because He knows how man's will make it certain. It's either or. Everybody get that? Either God's will makes the future certain, or what makes it certain? The will of man. Right? It's either or. It's not both. But guess what process theology says? Ready? Open theology. Watch. Open theology. Let's go back to open. Open theology. Clark Pennock and all these guys. There's whole schools of people. A whole Bible colleges. Churches. Untold numbers of people that believe what I'm going to tell you right now. Open theology teaches the future is open. It's open. God doesn't know. It's so wonderful that you're the creature of an independent free will, and you work with Him in co-creating the future. Isn't that awesome? Can I tell you something? If me and Him are working it out, there is no future. Please say it with me. There is no future. We're all going to hell. We're all burned up, burned in hell. There's no certainty. If it's not certain, if He's not all-knowing and all-sovereign, there is no... He can't guarantee one prophecy to be fulfilled. Who agrees with that? Not one! If you have free will, there's no certainty. None! These knuckleheads have just not worked out the premises. They haven't worked this stuff out. You're stupid! I love what Clark says. You're Arminians because you're illogical. That's why you're Arminians. You've never thought. You've never had a course in logic. Right, imbeciles. Ignoramuses. You've got a lot of great pejorative appellations for them. Look at this. The middle knowledge adherents teach that based on God's middle knowledge of what the free will of man would do, then God creates the best possible world. But don't miss this. Ready? I love what Clark says. This is not the best possible world. This is not, okay, get all these worlds. Get all the worlds out here before me. Get all this stuff here. This one, I got too many people in hell with this one. Nah. This one, not this is the best. Please say it with me. Stupid! This is not the God of the Bible, it's the God of their own imagination. Watch, ready? I love what Clark says. This is not the best possible world. This is the only possible world. There is no other possible world. Given the truth of Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, change not. That is His immutability. Given Acts 15:18, known to God from eternity are all His works. Known to God. He's not learned. He's not an empiricist. He's not this great prognosticator, this crystal ball gazer in the sky and looking and figuring out, or a great computer IT person that looks at all the stuff and works out all the formulas and then comes, kicks it out in his free knowledge. Blasphemy. 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 Who do you want to honor? You want to honor God, or you want to honor your free will? Who do you want to honor? Who do you want to stand up for? God or man? You face Him with this theology. You look Jesus in the eye. What did Christ say? I love this. I got to tell you this verse. Threw my papers all around here. Where is this? I love this verse. John, this is on page 2 of your notes here. On page 2 of your 6-page notes. I'm sorry. Page 2 of your All Theology Rests on the Philosophy of the Will of God. So the back of that, look at the top of the page. Look at this. What does Jesus base everything that he says on? Ready? Prophecy. Prophecy. The truth. Look at this. John 13:19. Now I tell you before it comes, before it happens, that when it does come to pass, what? Prophecy. What? What are you going to do? You may believe that I am God. Why? Because only God can predict the future. Because only God is what? Omniscient, all-knowing. Am I making sense? He alone. Who do you want to honor? Oh, I hate this theology. I hate it with everything inside of me. Well, why are you so exercised? It doesn't really matter. Why are you so upset? Why do you act like that? So you're so intemperate. What's wrong with you? You should get your emotions under control. What's wrong with you? God has made me a defender of the faith. I can do nothing else. You got to read stories about John Knox, this red-headed guy in Scotland, when he would get stand behind the pulpit and he would preach this stuff and he believed it with all of his soul. There is no free will. Queen Mary called her Bloody Mary because she killed hundreds of people that believed this. Killed them, burned them at the stake. They said that when he would preach this from Scotland, there in England, it would just thunder inside her soul. She hated him. Hated him. She'd have her examiners bring them into their torture dungeons. They invented all the torture devices, the Catholics did. They killed 60 million of us during the Dark Ages. Who heard that? 60 million. 60 million of us. 60 million during the Dark Ages. He would bring their examiners with, after King Henry VIII died, Queen Mary, Bloody Mary, she would bring in the examiners and she'd say to those examiners, those Catholics would say to them, do you believe in the free will of man? Yes! Burn them! Burn them! You cannot believe. This kind of theology will get you burned at the stake. There is nothing that stirs up the soul of Satan more than this teaching. Nothing he hates more. You know why? It is his doctrine of free will. That's what he wants to peddle to everyone. What he peddled to Eve? You will be like God, independent of God, autonomous, just like God. Take up this tree and become independent. Nothing riles him up, Satan, more than this. Talk about having, that's why you need to pray for this ministry. Because if it's anything he hates this with everything inside of his being. He hates this. Because this is the truth about who God is. God is sovereign. God is all-knowing. He does not want people to know this. This is one of the greatest threats to his campaign. Because as long as he has you being religious, saying Jesus, have your churches, have your seminaries, hey, it's cool. Just teach middle knowledge. That's the whole purpose of the Counter-Reformation. Counter that teaching of the sovereignty of God. Jesuits, their minds started working on it to come up with something that then they started peddling it to the what? The Protestants. The Protestants said, you know what? I never thought about that. That's God, I mean, free will. I didn't. Some of the stuff Luther said, the bodies of the will, I said, didn't really know, didn't really sit with me really well. This makes sense. Middle knowledge. Open theology. Process theology. Makes sense. Folks, this is serious stuff. Let me just read just a little bit more to you on this middle knowledge again. The top of the page under all theology rests on the philosophy of the will of God, the will of man, determinism or indeterminism. Ready? This is the best he could do based on the limitations of the libertarian free will of the creature places on God. Limitations. This is the best he, that's the Father, could do based on the limitations that the libertarian free will of the creature places on God. This is the best world. Molina and his followers have postulated three logical moments in the life of God, which have been diagrammed as follows. This comes from, this is, says, moment one. This is from Travis James Campbell. Moment one, God's natural knowledge of everything that could be. Moment two, God's mental knowledge of everything that would be, and then the divine decree. Moment three, God's free knowledge of everything that will happen in the actual world. Middle knowledge that is between what God was called, God's necessary knowledge of himself and all possible things because he is necessary, omniscient, and his free knowledge of all actual things, past, present, and future things, future, because he freely willed those things. Some Dr. Raymond. Isaiah 41:21. This whole thing, let me just read this real quick. Listen to this. This whole thing is called reductio ad absurdum. You know what God's doing? He's showing how absurd these people are. He says, present your argument. If you know the past or the future, if you have any knowledge, present your argument to me. He's talking to demons who he's actually talking to. This whole thing that Isaiah brings out is showing that God, what, alone states the future. Watch. Isaiah 41:21. Present your case, says the Lord. Set forth your arguments, says Jacob's king. Bring in your, Isaiah 41:22. Bring in your idols to tell us what is going to happen. We want to know the future. Come on. This is satire. Please say with me. What is it? Satire. This is exactly like when Elijah, when he got on the Mount Carmel, they had the contest between, it was the God of Baal, is God, true God, or the Lord God. He said, scream at your God. Maybe he's asleep. Ask your God to put this whole thing in the fire. Maybe he's taking a long walk, and maybe he's asleep. Watch this. It's reducing it to the absurd. Tell us what the former things were so that we may consider them and know their final outcome. Or declare to us the things to come. Isaiah 41:23. Tell us what the future holds. I really want to know. Help me. Help me here. Tell us. Predict the future with absolute certitude, infallibility. Look at this. So we may know that you are gods. Wow. If you can tell us the future, then we will know you're gods. Boy, you are omniscient. Do something, whether good or bad. Just do something. So that we will be dismayed and filled with fear. Oh, wow, you're really something. But you are less than nothing, and your works are utterly worthless. He who chooses you is what? Detestable. That's the person who chooses free will is what? Say it. Detestable. I have stirred up one from the north, and he says, watch this. Watch. See, he was Persia's east of Babylon, but Cyrus, king of Persia, he went up to the north to Babylon, okay, went up and conquered this. Went up above Babylon, conquered the Medes, okay, then the Medes and Persia came down and conquered Babylon, right? So it's east, Persia was east of Babylon, King Cyrus went up, God had him go up, conquer what? The Medes, okay? And then come down from the north to conquer what? Babylon. That's what he did. That's what he's saying here where he is. He said, I have stirred up one from the north. That's where we saw in Ezra there, right? And he comes, one from the rising sun, who calls on my name. He treads on rulers as if they were mortal, as if he were a potter treading the clay. Who told of this from the beginning? You know what beginning means? Eternity past. So he could know. So it's all about knowledge. Or beforehand, so he could say he was right. In other words, the whole thing is saying 140 years before this all happened. No one told of this. No one foretold it. No one heard any words from you. I was the first to tell Zion, look, here they are. I gave it to Jerusalem, a messenger of good tidings. Said, I look, but there is no one. No one among them to give counsel. No one to give answer when I ask them. See, they are all, they're what? They are all, say with me, false. Their deeds amount to nothing. Their images are but wind and confusion. Psalm 65:9, say it with me out loud. You care for the land and water. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. For so you have, say it with me, ordained it. Lamentation 3:37. Who can speak and have it happen if the Lord has not, say it, decreed it? Don't you love this? Please say, I love this. Don't you love this? Look at this. Numbers 24:13. If Balak, this is Balaam talking, if Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord to do good or bad of my what? Own will. What the Lord says, that, say it with me, I must speak. No will, folks. No free will there. Daniel 11:36. The king, this is the Antichrist, should do according to his own will. What's it mean? Well, he does make choices. Yes. We all have choices. And we're responsible for choices. We're never saying we don't have wills. Who heard that? We have a will. But it's just not independent. It's a dependent will. It's a decreed will. Everybody hear that? It's determined, right? God determines it. And we're the ones carrying out it with our what? Will. We're making choices. But it's not an autonomous, free will. Not free from God. It's all under His predetermined plan. He shall exalt and magnify Himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, that's Antichrist, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been, say it with me, determined, say it with me, shall be done. Say it with me again. For what has been what? Determined shall be done. God is either freely, i.e. independently, determining all things, or His knowledge determined by His creation, there is no other alternative. Amen? Man! It's so good to be under God's Word, isn't it? So good to